Welcome to the Same Gang Podcast with Rich Renner, the head football coach at Midwestern State University. Midwestern State out on the road for the last 2 weeks, but they're coming home. In fact, it's homecoming, as a lot of alums will be coming back to watch this game against Central Washington, which we'll get into here in a little bit. Midwestern State's got their hands full for homecoming. I'm not sure who decides who we're playing for homecoming, but a lot of teams pick, you know, Sisters of the Blind to play on homecoming. We didn't do that. We're playing the biggest, baddest beast in the LSC. But we'll get into that. Let's talk a little bit about Angelo State, because you got off to a great start in that game, and things looked promising in the first quarter. Then they had a long run at the end of the first quarter, and then things kind of slip away in the second quarter.
Most definitely. Obviously, we started out strong. Offense got the ball, took it down, and drove and scored. And we were excited and obviously enthusiastic about the result. And then obviously we kick off to them, and we had a couple, you know, obviously missed tackles, and they did a great job driving the ball down there. And then I put our defense in a bad situation, you know, with some man coverage situations, and obviously didn't go well. They, you know, obviously had some mismatches on our DBs and took advantage of it. And so that's my fault for putting our kids in those situations. But nevertheless, our kids battled, and I felt like, you know, if we didn't have a couple turnovers, but scores in the special team area, we had, you know, obviously two block punts, which again were correctable mistakes. But when you've got a young freshman punter and you've got some young kids up there that, just make one mistake and let a guy go free. And obviously we had that in the Western Colorado game as well. New punter than what we had in Western Colorado. Joe got hurt in the Permian Basin game, and so I'm on my third punter. And Georgie Mendoza does a great job and has done a great job. You know, he's punting the ball really well, and I think we got kind of relaxed there, and the operation took a little bit longer than it should. And obviously the first one, was on him and not getting the ball off. And then on the second one, we blocked the wrong guy, and that ended up in a touchdown. And then we tried to kick an onside kick late in the game and try to get the ball because we were starting to get, you know, momentum going back as we scored a late touchdown. And we didn't cover the ball carrier, the returner, as he scooped the ball up as it went to him and ran it back for a touchdown. And so, you know, we gave them two cheap touchdowns there in the special teams area, which we've got to be better at. And I'd say our kids played really hard. I know we had some personal fouls, had two personal fouls that I wasn't too happy with, especially since last week in Saul Ross game. We had seven personal fouls and had to have a little come to Jesus, meeting with them about that and make sure we got that corrected. And so we've still got to work on our discipline and still work on, the fouls. We had, you know, obviously 10 penalties, two of those personal fouls, and those others.
Those were on the same drive, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And so, and then obviously our quarterback goes down and gets hurt, and we have to put a backup in. And I thought Andrew came in with, not much experience playing other than Saul Ross the week before, and was able to move the offense down. I know he threw two picks and one there at the end in the end zone or close by the end zone, which was a great play by, you know, Angelo State's DBs. But he was able to get a touchdown, you know, to DeMonte Green on a deep ball and set up a big play and set up a touchdown. So I felt like that, our kids, like I said, didn't quit, didn't give up. They kept battling, kept fighting to the end. And Angelo, you know, they were trying to, you know, they kept trying to score. You know, they kept their starters in and kept battling with us through all four quarters. And I just, you know, like I said, I just wish we wouldn't have had those blunders on special teams and me being aggressive on defense. If I wouldn't have been aggressive early on, then, you know, it could have been a different outcome.
Well, they only had 40 more yards than you had, so you were able to move the ball against Angelo State. What is the status of Sean Jastrom?
You know, he's still nursing his back. Obviously, took a hit, you know, on a sack that if we hold the block a little bit longer, it's a touchdown because the receiver's wide open. But obviously, he gets hit before he can release it, and that's, you know, kind of been the story of our season here, as we're about 1 second away from one play here or there away from being different than from 2-5 to, you know, something, you know, obviously a lot better. And he's getting better, and we're going to wait this week and see what happens. And obviously he's resting it, and he's, you know, got to go to the doctor and get it checked out, and then probably get an MRI and make sure there's nothing, you know, any bulging disc in there, and that everything's okay, and it's hopefully just a, you know, muscle strain, and it's just bruised, and he'll be able to come back.
What led to the decision to go with Knable?
Well, I think there was a lot of decisions on that. I think, Knable did a good job last week, with Saul Ross and managing the game. And I think still we're still, obviously competing in practice and everything else, and still trying to get, Long Geno healthy and get him ready to go.
So right now, though, you're kind of questioned about who's going to start this week, it sounds like.
Well, most definitely. I think it's definitely up in the air, on who's going to start. There's, competition, with Josh Thomas and Long Geno and Andrew and Canyon Evans. And so we still got a stable of quarterbacks to choose from. It's just a matter of, who's going to take the reins and take the lead.
Whoever takes the reins is going to be facing arguably the best defense in the Lone Star Conference.
Most definitely. It's a very talented defense. This team is probably, I would say, as a team, probably one of the best ones that Coach Fisk has had, that since I've, been going against him in the last 5 years. Now, I know they've had some, All-Americans, and they've had some really, really good players, as an individual spot. But I think just all around, they're very well balanced. They've got kids that have been there, for a while, as juniors and seniors. And so, this is a very, very talented football team. They've won a lot of football games. They've been to the playoffs. They've been in tough games. They've played 1AA teams, tight to the end, and they're very well coached, and so they're definitely a very good football team.
Just to underscore how good they are, they're the highest scoring team in the league with over 44 points a game, and they allow the fewest points. They only given up a little bit more than 19 points per game. Mm-hmm. So they are double tough, and they will be at Memorial Stadium. I'm guessing, though, that your focus this week is not going to be so much on Central Washington as just Midwestern State getting better.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Each week we've got to get better. And that's, obviously hard when you have injuries and you've got to have guys, to step up and continue to progress and get better. And we've, like everybody, at this time of year, you've been hit with the injury bug and you just have to do the best you can and adjust and make the most of it. It's the next man up, mentality, and we've got to just keep chopping wood and keep going forward.
How tough is it to get motivated here for this final stretch of the season?
Well, I don't know. To me, I love the game of football. I love, the competition and the challenges, and obviously love competing, going against the, Central Washington. And, like you said, that's a high-scoring offense and the challenges to stop them. But also, too, defensively, they don't give much up. And so now you get the opportunity and the challenge of trying to score more than 19 points on them and beat that average. But, as a player, obviously the season hasn't gone the way we want it to go or coaching staff. But, at the end of the day, we still have to represent this university and have pride, in hard work and dedication. And you get to really see the true character of individuals, whether it's a coach or a player, through the tough times that we're going through right now. And again, like I told you, I might sound crazy, but, we haven't been far off. It's just that it seems like that, when the wheels have come off, they've come off in a big chunk versus last year where we were a little bit closer in games and had a play here or there that could have done, and maybe not have cost ourselves as much. But we were also probably a more mature team last year than we are this year in a sense of, our youth and age. Being younger, we're making some young player mistakes, and then we've got a lot of new faces out here and a new coaching staff, and again guys are still working hard. Like I said, till the very end we're battling to put the ball in the end zone, even though we're down 48-24, and defensively, you look at the second half and we let one score up versus letting four scores up in the first half, they were doing the same thing they were doing the first half. Angelo didn't change their offense or adjust or pull back in any way, shape, or form. So, I just felt like that we got better, as the game went on. The problem of it is that, we were too far behind in order to catch up,
right,
to make a difference.
The Central Washington team, in some ways, they're an old school team in that they run the ball well and they stop the run.
they are an old school team, but it's interesting as you watch the film, and a lot of people might not see it, and they've got a lot of misdirection, which again, it's an option based offense, even though they don't run the option, but they have a running quarterback that will run the football based upon the numbers, and they'll run counter one way and then they'll run quarterback option the other. And it's wild how, you know, they're very the coaching staff does a great job of coming up with some really good wrinkles that you've got to make sure you cover on both ends. You know, you can't just stop one thing, you got to stop everything. and then all of a sudden then they can play action and pass. And they're talented to do that as well. So, you know, that's what makes them so dangerous. They're going to control the ball. They're going to control the clock. Their philosophy is to play as few as plays as they can, score as many points as they can within those few plays, and play sound football in all three phases, and that's what they do.
So they use possession a lot as their defense.
Most definitely. And again, that's really smart. You know what I mean? Coach Fisk and his staff does a great job. Like I told you, they've got it down to a science, not only with the travel, going the long distance every other weekend, but also too, they've got it down to where they know that, you know, they've got to limit the amount of reps their kids are playing because they're going to be going to the playoffs and it's going to tax their body. And so they want to preserve as many reps and plays as they can during the regular season, so as when the playoffs get here, they're ready to go and be as fresh as possible.
I mean, just listening to you talk about their offense, it sounds like you've got a real challenge because you've got a young team and they're going to try to confuse you and mix you up.
Most definitely. We're going to see shifts, motions. We're going to see a lot of misdirection stuff, and you're 100% correct. It's definitely a challenge with a young team, and our eyes have got to be disciplined and make sure that we stay on the right key.
Can you fight fire with fire? In other words, can you keep the football?
You know, that's a great point. You know, I think, obviously we're a throwing offense, you know what I mean, a spread offense.
And kind of up-tempo. I think when you're playing well, you're playing up-tempo, but can you change your stripes a little bit?
You know, I think we can, definitely so. I think you can still use the passing game and tempo them, especially with motion and shifts and as you, let the clock run down and what have you to milk the clock as much as you can as you're still throwing the football and being consistent. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to run it all the time, you know what I mean, to hold the time possessions. The last 3 weeks, believe it or not, we have owned the time of possession. So, obviously,
right,
against Kingsville, against Hall Ross, and then again against Angelo. And we were 31, I think 40, to their 29. And
some of that is their scoring on special teams.
Most definitely.
But the other thing is, I think you had – yeah, you had the same number of first downs. Mm-hmm. They had 19, you had 19.
Yes, sir.
So, and like I say, they only had 40 more yards of offense. I would think offensively you're pretty pleased with what you've seen from the team this year.
Most definitely. You know what I mean? Our offense has done a great job. You know, Coach Bryant and his staff has done a really good job. Again, we struggled early on. Not early on. Missouri Southern, obviously, they were moving the ball. We just struggled getting the ball in the end zone, only scored 19 points. You'd like to score, you know, more than what we have. I know we had the big one against Saul Ross, with 68 points. But, that even with Kingsville, we scored, 24, because we had a punt return for a touchdown that gave us the winning score. But nevertheless, you know what I mean, we'd like to obviously score more points and get more production in those drives than what we are. But far as yardage and time of possession and plays, definitely pleased.
And you've been able to run the ball as well as throw it. I mean, the passing numbers are a lot bigger, but you have been able to effectively run the ball at times.
At times, yes, sir. We have, definitely so.
And you mentioned the special teams have gotten a lot of attention in this podcast, and it strikes me that it's kind of a mixed bag because you've done some really good things on special teams, and then you've had some special team breakdown like you had in San Angelo. So it's like I say, it's just kind of a mixed bag. It's not all bad, but it's not all good.
Yeah. Most definitely. You know, and again, I mean, it crushes me that, you know what I mean, that we gave up those two blocked punts because, if we just do what we're supposed to do, it doesn't happen. And then again, we had some opportunities. We had a big punt return by DeMonte Green against Angelo that we got 0 points out of. Went for it on fourth and one and didn't get it. missed a field goal at 52 yards against Angelo, and then like I told you, threw a pick there at the goal line there on the last drive of the game. And so, you know, like I said, you know, we had our chances. We just didn't capitalize on them and let them slip out of our hands.
Does homecoming do anything to excite the team? Or,
you know, I think, you know, definitely so. You know, people coming back, alumni, the crowd, everything, the excitement about homecoming. But at the end of the day, it's a football game. And, you know, against a great competition, great team, top five team in the country, a team that's been to the playoffs, you know, I think every year they've been in the conference. And so, again, it's a great challenge. It's a great opportunity for them to come at home and for us to have a chance to knock them off.
Well, Midwestern State will be home this week at 7 o'clock to take on Central Washington. And that's the penultimate home game. There's only one more after this, so make sure to make your plans to be at Memorial Stadium.
Awesome. Thanks, Pete, and go Mustangs.
That's Rich Renner, the head football coach at Midwestern State. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast and bring your friends out to Memorial Stadium for an exciting night of college football that kicks off at 7 o'clock as number 8 Central Washington visits Midwestern State. I'm Pete Stein. So long.